Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome to The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, in the AM doing my thing on what looks to be like a pretty good Saturday so far. Here in the Northwest, the sun is shining. It's not raining. This is our rainy season. So it feels pretty good right now. You know, it's pretty warm outside, like 50-some degrees, or 40 degrees, whatever, which is nice. Let me tell you, in the Northwest, if it's 50 degrees and it's not raining and we don't have wind, it's pretty good weather. I got to say that. Pretty good weather, and I can't even front about it. But it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Today, the meat and potatoes of our show, we are talking about Valentine's, of course, around the corner. So many things around the corner. And I also want to add in sex planning. One of the things that we are talking about today, that's what's going on. Got my co-host in the building, Miss Lala. What's good with you?
What up, what up? Good morning. It's all good. Like you said, in February in the Northwest, 50 degrees is a lovely day. Especially coming off of, 18. What was it just a few days ago? It was freezing. So it's nice.
So many things around the corner. Like I said, Valentine's Day. There's a lot of things we can talk about. Valentine's Day around the corner. It's Black History Month.
Grammys are this Sunday. Grammys are tomorrow night.
Grammys tomorrow night, Super Bowl last week. I know a lot of y'all probably like, yo, I can't believe this. Atlanta was getting in the Patriots' ass. They was doing it. And the Patriots came back. Wasn't no talk
about. Can I just tell you, I fell asleep after halftime thinking, oh, well, I see how this is going. Because I get bored if there's not even a contender when you're like 0 or 3 on the board. So I went to bed. It wasn't even a fun game, right? So I go lay down, and then I woke up at the end of the game, and I'm like, what happened? It was one of those really kind of like the election. Same thing. I woke up when they were reading the polls. I was like, what happened?
No, I'm going to tell you, man, a lot of people counted the Patriots out. They was like, yo, you know what I mean? And everybody, if you've been listening to the show, you know I'm not a sports dude unless it really involves boxing. And so I was like you, Lala. I was like, this game is a wrap. You know what I mean? It's done. But I stuck around.
Well, it's boring when you don't have two teams playing.
It was Super Bowl. It was the commercials. I was like, let's stick around and see how this is going to end. And them dudes came back in overtime and won it. So I can't be mad. To me, that's what a Super Bowl should look like. Two teams fighting for the dub, all the way to the end.
So, Scooter, I noticed a little controversy that when the Super Bowl champs win, they tend to go to the White House, right? So I saw a little controversy about this, some players not wanting to go to the White House versus when Obama was in office. Apparently, I'm thinking it was the Patriots quarterback, but I'm not sure. What do you know? Because I know you're not real big in sports either, but I've seen some of this.
I'm not hip on how it went down. Here's the thing, man. Y'all, if you've been listening to the show in the last couple months, I've really avoided the whole Donald Trump in office subject. But let me just go ahead and get it out. Let's go ahead and just get it out. Here's the thing. If you know me, you know how I feel about voting and all of that. I am a firm believer in conspiracy. I'm a firm believer in who they win office is who they get in office. I can't argue that. I won't argue that. You know what I mean? This is who they want. This is who they got. End of story. I believe that wholeheartedly. I don't feel that voting works fairly. it's just too much. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's the electoral vote. It's this vote. It's that, this state, that state. Like, to me, if voting really mattered, if voting really did what it's supposed to do, you should be able to call that in, like American Idol. Hey, y'all, I'm voting for this cat. Boom, end of story. That should be it. You know what I mean? So Donald Trump in office is not a shock to me. It's not like, oh, my God, I can't believe Donald Trump is in. Like, yeah. That's
no, no, that's not my question. My question is about the Super Bowl champs right now. They're supposed to go into the White House.
I got you, but I got to go through all this to get there.
Gotcha.
So
paint the picture.
You know, so, again, you know, I hear it. So everybody now is all like, yo, I'm not trying to go to the White House because it's Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. This, he's that. He was Donald Trump way before getting in the White House. And everybody was trying to be on this Celebrity Apprentice. Everybody was trying to smile in his face. But now he's in the White House and the world is like, oh, my God, we hate him. He's making these racist statements and showing his racist head. Like, all of a sudden, now everybody's in shock. Yo, he's the same dude. He's the same dude. He was a racist dude when he was Celebrity Apprentice. But nobody had a problem going on the show then. But now, you know, before he gets in the White House, he starts speaking his mind and letting y'all know how he really feel. And now everybody want to be like, which is why now you got all these cats like the whole thing, oh, we don't want to go to the White House. That's corny to me. And the reason it's corny to me is he been the same dude. He ain't been nobody different. You know, had Donald Trump never ran for office and the Super Bowl happened and they was like, let's have Tom Brady on Celebrity Apprentice, Tom Brady would have been on Celebrity Apprentice.
Right. Right.
But now he's running for office and he done made some racial statements. Oh, no, we don't want to go. That's corny to me. And the reason it's corny because Donald Trump ain't been nobody. Like you know, let me quote one of my hip-hop songs when Chuck D said Elvis was a hero the most, but he never meant shit to me. He was a straight-out racist, a sucker, simple and plain. Motherfuck him and John Wayne. Now, at that point, real talk, at that point, most black folks didn't know that about John Wayne or Elvis. Let me keep it funky with you. They didn't know. But then all the, you know, they was loving John Wayne movies. My mama loved John Wayne movies. She was a Cowboys movie fan. Elvis movies, actually, my mama loved Elvis movies, too. I grew up on it.
They kind of had the monopoly at the time, didn't they?
You know, they had it. So it was like, yo. So when they said it, everybody was like, yeah, fuck them. Yeah, I don't like them, blah, 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 and jumped on the bandwagon. All of a sudden, nobody was Elvis and John Wayne fans. And this is what's happening with Donald Trump. Yo, this cat been who he is. He been making these comments. He been saying all of this. But now, all of a sudden, everybody want to be like, oh, we hate him. We can't believe it because he's in office. So
my question is this. Are they making a statement by not going and not being in their team picture at the White House? You know, I feel like they think they're making some kind of statement. I feel like they're hurting themselves.
And my answer to you is no. They're not making a statement. That's why I'm saying all this. They're not making a statement. When everybody, I mean,
they're just absent from the picture.
Yeah, he's been that dude. You're not making a statement not going. I mean, I dig it. Don't go. But don't go to.
We don't jump off. We don't jump off of Donald Trump real quick. But before we do, I just want to say this. I'm thinking too many people are looking at Donald Trump and just imagining a crown on his head, like the White House is his throne, and he runs everything. And that's not it. The White House is an establishment that's been there for hundreds of years. It's not perfect, but it represents us. But to be mad at Donald Trump when you had an opportunity to go get your picture taken at the presidential office. Whoever's in office at the time, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hurting yourself.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, like I said, they're going to put in the office who they want in the office. In my eyes, the president, black, white, or in, I don't care who it is, they want who they want in there. They're going to put who they want to put in there, and that's just how it's going to go down. And if you think differently, that's on you. But that's
right. Smile that's with your ring on and get your picture taken.
Yeah. That is Scooter's opinion. That's how it's going down in the story all day. egg day. I ain't gonna speak on it no more. Again, like you said, the Grammys is around the corner.
Tomorrow night.
I mean, tomorrow night. Me personally, I won't be watching. I feel about the Grammys the same way I feel about the presidency. I'm gonna keep it funky with y'all. It's right up there
right.
with the Oscars. Anything else? Like, if you think you're gonna watch, you like, here's my issue with the Grammys. And I'm just gonna keep it funky. You got all of these hip hop heads that's out here, rap stars, whatever you want to call them, and they're all like shitting on the hip hop artists of today. Rightfully so. Let me keep it funky. Rightfully so, so that there's no confusion. Let me be clear. Today's rap stars are trash. They are garbage, and I'm talking all of them. It's not one that's nice. You got, I mean, if you're counting J. Cole, if you're counting Kendrick Lamar, they nice. You know what I mean? But they didn't come out yesterday. They've been out. They've paid their dues, made their way. So they're making their way into the top-tier arena. But when you're talking about these little Yachty's and Kodak Blacks and Uzi Verts and what's my man with the whole ASAP crew, all of them dudes, garbage, trash, pure trash. In fact, in the 2016 class on XXL, there's like two casts that's nice. The white boy, Lil Dicky, and there's a dude from Chicago. I can't think of his name, but he nice. Other than that, the rest of them is garbage. And you heard it here, foist. Yes, I said foist. Here on the stoop on blogtalkradio.com, make no mistake about it, all the cast that's out there right now, other than the two names I missed, the dude from Chicago and Lil Dicky, the rest of them is garbage. Straight trash. They belong in the trash. They spit game whack. They music whack. But here's my problem. Them same dudes, like last year, will step onto the Grammys or the BET Awards or the Hip Hop Awards or whatever, and everybody will get on. Everybody, like all the old school cats, like, okay, for example, Snoop was trashing these dudes. Trashing, because y'all know Snoop got the little internet show. And Snoop was trashing them. And then he got on the awards last year. I don't know if it was the Grammys or BET, whatever. It doesn't matter. He got on whatever music awards show last year and was like, yo, all you new cats out there, you know, doing your thing, keep making moves, making music. Man, that's what's up. And I was like, you sucker. Straight up, sucker. I miss old school hip hop.
Well, the show's scripted. He's got boundaries on the show. So he ain't being himself.
Say again?
Snoop, whatever music show he was on, they have scripts and they have boundaries.
Right. But my thing is this.
That's what happened there. He wasn't being himself.
If you hip hop, real hip hop always been about not being in the boundaries. Hip hop always been about not coloring in the lines. You see what I'm saying? So don't get on here. Don't talk trash on your show. Don't talk about that just bugs me across the board. I don't care if it's music. I don't care if it's TV. It's whatever. Be who the hell you supposed to be. Be who you are.
I think that's why they're popping up with their own shows, though, so that they can actually give their fans who they really are, because they are restricted.
But here's what I'm saying to you, Lala. I don't care if you got your own show. I don't care if you got your own show. I am Soapbox Scooter with or without the microphone. It doesn't matter.
Just keep it Kanye. Is that what you're saying? Just keep it Kanye?
And if I get an opportunity to go speak somewhere else, I don't change my views and values. That's not going to change. I'm not going to all of a sudden host the Grammys tomorrow and be like, oh, I love Uzi Vert. Nah, Uzi Vert's still a sucker. That's what hip-hop's always been about. Putting you on blast.
Well, I think what we're seeing is the cross of hip hop crossing over into Hollywood, and in Hollywood.
Well, what we're
seeing Hollywood.
Is cats not true to the game. That's what we're seeing. And everybody.
Right, it's Hollywood.
This is my issue. Nobody's calling them out.
Scooter's
calling them out. You know, exactly. Nobody's calling them out. Like I said,
you heard
Snoop
it right here.
Snoop on his own show was dissing. Snoop on his little, y'all seen the little internet joint Snoop got where he'd be behind that little desk and got all his little squad with him. He was straight clowning on the new school rappers, talking about how they spit game was trash and how the way they spit was. He was going in all of a sudden on these awards last year. He was like, ah, yeah, keep doing your thing, you know, stay original, blah, blah, blah. As you just got to talk about these cats not being original. To me, that's some sucker shit. That's what I'm saying. To me, that's a sucker move. To me, I don't care if you Snoop. I don't care if you Jay-Z. I don't care if you Puff Daddy. If you coming out and you're not saying the truth, you corny. You a sucker to me. Flat out. You heard it here first on the Stoop, Blog Talk Radio. Got no problem saying it. Anybody that got an issue, feel free to call in. 607-203-5357. Feel free to call in and voice your opinion. I don't care if I'm Snoop Dogg on down. But
or if you don't have a problem, call in.
Right. But you're not going to get on here and debate it with me. That's what you won't do. My hip-hop game, if you have been listening to the show, let me be clear. If you have been listening to the show in the past 3 years we've been running, then you understand where I'm coming from. If you just tuned in, let me help you understand. You know, let me, how Karis one was said, let me over-educate you. All right? Let me over-educate you real quick. I am a hip-hop head. I know the history. This is what I do. I teach the culture and history of hip-hop to everyone. I have a hip-hop artist development program. So I'm not just speaking out the side of my neck. I'm not just saying something because it sounds good. I'm telling you, I'm a founding member of Tacoma's Zulu chapter. So I do this. This is what I do. So when I say somebody garbage, you better believe he garbage. When I say he trash, you better believe he trash. And I challenge any cat that I call out or anybody that's a fan of him to call in and debate it. We can do this all day, a day. I'm letting you know, trash. They trash. Real talk, Snoop trash. Let me keep it funky while I'm laying it out. Snoop trash. Snoop ain't had a good album since Doggy Style, flat out Snoop trash. But Snoop came along in the era and with the right music and the time where he shouldn't have been trash after that first album. And they accepted him, even though he went around and he got with no money, no limit and all of them. And they trash. Let me keep that folk. You know what I'm saying? This is the problem. Hip-hop has gotten away from what it used to be. Hip-hop used to be, let me call you out. Let me tell you about yourself and not be apologetic. But now, everybody's always apologetic. Everybody now want to get on there and be like, oh, my God, everybody. Like, you got a cat that'll come on and be like, yo, MC Hammer was that dude, or Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, right now, because the music we have and the music that we play is corny, Bone Thugs is hot. If you play Bone Thugs now, everybody going to be like, yo, that's real hip-hop. But when Bone Thugs came out, everybody was looking at Bone Thugs like, well, a handful. I'm going to say everybody. But when Bone Thugs came out, cats was looking at Bone Thugs the same way they looking at Uzi Vert, the same way they looking at, and the same thing with Hammer. They was looking at them dudes the same way as young Lil Yachty and all of them. But now everybody wants to be like, them cats was hip-hop, because what y'all talking ain't. Nah, they wasn't hip-hop neither. Let me say that. They wasn't hip-hop neither. But the respect they had is different. You can say what you want about Hammer, but Hammer brought money to the game. Hammer brought different eyes to the game. Hammer brought a whole different listening group to the game. So you can say Hammer music was whack or not, and he wasn't hip-hop and this and this and that, but to me, you know, on that note, Hammer was Hammer. Was Hammer whack? Yeah, Hammer was whack. But Hammer was Hammer. Hammer had his own lane. He stayed in it, and that's what made Hammer dope. All right? Let me say that. That's what made him dope. And Hammer was trying to entertain. Hammer wasn't necessarily trying to be an MC as much as he was just trying to be a rapper. That's the problem.
Oh, he was trying to entertain to the highest, all
right,
the flame work, all of that, because I went to a concert back in the day with TLC, Jodeci, and him, and it was crazy.
When Hammer came out dissing, he came out dissing two people. Run DMC and Michael Jackson. That's who he came after because they was the tops of the game. He, you know, as far as rap went, as far as, because Run DMC wasn't like super MCs. Let me say that. All right? People going to get mad when I say this. They wasn't super MCs. Let's be clear. Russell Simmons is Run DMC brother. They wasn't signed to Def Jam originally. They was on Rushtown Management. They wasn't signed to Def Jam originally. You know, they were the first Def Jam MC artist was LL Cool J. Let me be clear about that. So they weren't Def Jam dudes. And, you know, so when he came out, those are the people he dissed. He didn't diss anybody that was going to lyrically come at him or destroy him. He came at Michael Jackson and Run DMC, both at the time who were so ahead of the game, who was so on top of the game, there was no need for them to come out and say anything against Hammer. In their mind, they was like, who are you, you know, to even be dissing. That's how they felt. It was like, yo, why say anything and give him some energy, which I agree upon, right? I agree upon
right.
that. Why give you any energy, breathe any life into what you're saying or your name? I'm bigger than you, and that's what happens when you're bigger. There's no need for me to say anything else, you know, and I agree with that, you know. But what I'm saying is Hammer at the time was whack, but you'll put his music on now and be like, oh, my God, because the music today is so garbage. Hammer was
so in comparison, you're talking about comparisons. The
right. It's just today.
Evolution of whatever's happened is so bad.
It's more garbage, right. Evolution of music is way garbage, and that's just how it is. I had to get that off my chest, man. I digress. Let me go ahead and jump back on to what we're talking about. The Stoop, today is Valentine's and sex planning. We're talking about it. Lala. Valentine's Day. Wonder. Do you have...
You know, I was thinking, when you told me you wanted to talk about this topic, I just cracked up because I'm like, here we go. He's going to think I'm just, like, so crazy because I come from a whole different perspective. So it ain't even really nothing to me, Valentine's Day, personally.
Right.
So what
right.
I observe, what I observe... I don't know, man. It's almost depressing. You know what I mean? Because I wasn't even thinking about Valentine's Day till you posted that we're going to talk about it. But there are people that do it. Okay, so the majority of people in the Western culture, they do it. And
yeah.
I wish they'd call in. That's what I'm wishing for. I posted a whole bunch in a bunch of groups and stuff on my pages. I want other people to call in because I'm not that person. I'm not that person to be like, ooh, it's the special night, I'm going to plan this, and we're going to have sex, and
yeah.
just, that's
so let
not
me.
Me.
I had somebody a couple of days ago ask this question to me, and the question was, how do you feel about lingerie? And I was like, huh. I said, well, here's the thing. Here's the Scooter opinion on lingerie. Like, this is how I feel about it. It's cute, and if you put it on, I'm going to be like, oh, that's nice. But once you put it on, I'm like, oh, that's nice. And I'm going to say this. I believe I'm speaking for all men when I say this. We're going to be like, yo, that's nice. You look sexy. Now take it off. Like, that's as exciting as lingerie is to us as a man. Like, I want to see you in it. But now, after I see you in it, for the little hot seconds you in it, there's really no need for a lengthy conversation after that. There's really no need to be like, walk around the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to see you in it for 2 hours. You know, you're standing in the doorway posing, now I'm trying to rip it off of you. That's the whole thing. Honestly,
that's
the best
pretty part. Much like putting a hot meal in front of you. So now you
right.
just need to ask for a napkin because, well, you just put it in front of me. What am I going to do with it? Because it can't just sit here for 2 hours.
So for ladies, for all y'all listening, here's what it is. And I'm going to say this. I am speaking for all men. The sexiest, best lingerie you can wear is nothing in heels. Boom. That's the best lingerie right there. Nothing in heels. You show up in nothing in heels, it's on and popping. That's just what it is. You in your little sexy outfit, yeah, that's cool. But after that, I'm ready to tear you up out of it. I don't really need to see anything else. This is where we get a little lost. This is where we lose or lack communication, us as couples, as people. You know, again, you wearing your lingerie, boom, that looks good. You standing in the doorway, hey, baby. I'm going to be like, oh, snap, now it's coming off. Don't think that you're going to get to walk around any longer in that. I'm tearing it off. And honestly, I don't want to see the same outfit again. So don't think you're going to put the same outfit on 2 weeks from now and I'm going to still be like, ah, I'm going to be like, yo, the same junk. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. That's real talk. That's man talk. Here it is. You heard it first. Here on the Stoop. Foist. Here on the Stoop.
So that, I mean, it just sounds like you're coming from a natural instinct perspective to me. But here goes alpha female again.
Right.
And it's okay, you know what I mean? So why, if there is ever a problem, I would see the problem lying with the female's mentality of playing out something in her mind with the same act and expecting him to have her scenario in his head. You understand what I said?
I will say this again. You am correct. I believe this. Understand, people, this is the Stoop. And we just going to give it to you real. Like, you know, like the whole point of me naming the show The Stoop was, you know, back in the day, you didn't have no internet. You got your information on The Stoop. By the time you did some dirt, got back to your mom's house, mom be on The Stoop. Oh, I heard you was up the block doing whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what I mean? So you hearing it here first. Real talk, real gritty, real game. This is how it goes down. This is the Valentine's Day sex planning show.
Man, call in.
Call in 607-203-5357. We'll be back.
Oh,
right,
yeah. Talk to me, baby. What's up? Yeah. How you like it?
Oh.
Like it like that?
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Oh, right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Right there.
Oh.
Right there. Yeah.
Sex, sex, sex is a lay, lay, yellow. When a guy gets a girl behind the bedroom door. Sex, sex, sex is a lay, lay, yellow. When a guy gets a girl behind the bedroom door. Sex, sex, sex is a lay, lay, yellow. When a guy gets a girl behind the bedroom door.
I want to taste you. Your lips are sweet like pumpkin pie. Plump and juicy and oh so fly. Succulent like a peach in spring. I love doing a nasty thing. And when I get you to my crib, you'll love my layout. Close you in and eat my way out. Go on a mission of love espionage. And let me give you a tongue massage. Gently licking from head to head. You reach climax in my bed. Some of my friends press smoothie. You shouldn't do with smoothie. You shouldn't pursue it. But I love the way the girls say you're my tip when I clam tip.
Yellow, when a guy gets a girl behind the bedroom door. Sex, 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 is a yellow.
Barb.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
Make void the topic,
cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now just talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice: pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Ted?
I doubt it.
All right then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk.
Try make any man's eyes pop. She uses, she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas drew like fools, but then again, they're only human. This chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearls, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note that last night was dope. Dope. To controversy, a three-letter word, some regard as a curse. See, he may fiend and have a dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. What makes him react like that is biological. The scheme on getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it, and she gives them rap. And before you even know it, they jump in a sack. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's like that. But anyway, ready or not, here he comes. And like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condom.
Hey!
Oh, well, you say, what the hell? It's chill. I won't get got. I'm on the pill until the sword pours and stuff pours down your drawers.
Ew.
He gave it to you, and now it's all yours.
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 Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
How we talk about it. So I had to play them because even listening to the Salt and Pepper Let's Talk About Sex. Now, mind you, this joint was released in 91. So this kind of puts you in the mind frame of what people were thinking in. Like, the first thing they say, like a dumb son of a gun, he forgets the condom. Why did he have to have the condom? Like, why she couldn't have one? You know what I mean? Like, this is how we thought, though. Like I said, the song came out in 91. This is how we thought back then. You're the man. You got to have the condom. Like, she just couldn't carry him. She just couldn't. Oh, my God, I'm a lady. I can't believe that.
It's more like you have the thing. You can bring the thing that covers the thing.
Right, but I'm saying, but you.
That's
but you
the
got
female
the
thought.
You know, you got the thing. You make sure your money goes.
Y'all things are different sizes. Y'all need to work that out. It's like a sock. Go get your size.
I'm putting my business in your business. So you would think that because you protect that, like your little cooch is a coin purse, right? And it's either a silky coin purse or it's a paper bag. You know what I mean? It's just like you got a brown bag or you got a coin purse, one of the two. So you would think as a woman that you would be like, bam, I got a regardless. But back then, the train of thought was the man has to have the condom. You know, the man has to have, you better have a condom. No, if you're trying to protect yourself, regardless, man or woman, you better have the condom. You know, I got a partner, he used to say back then, no
so
gloves,
so she should
no
go
love.
Get a variety pack.
You know, I 100% agree with it. You know, no glove, no love, man. I can't rock with you, you know. But here's what brought me to the topic. Here's what brought me to the topic, Lala, about sex planning. First off, when I say this, I want y'all to make sure that y'all call in 607-203-5357. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I want to make sure I'm clear as I lay this out. Because this was a subject that came up. I'm sitting around. All the fellas got together like a week or so ago, and we decided to have, like, you know, some drinks. And as we get together having drinks, in our little crew, we have one white guy. It's kind of like the opposite of what you see on TV. On TV, it's always like a bunch of white guys and they have one black friend. Well, we're a bunch of black guys and we have one white friend, right? And but he's hip, and it's my dude, and we rock. And somehow, I kind of got to talking about somebody I knew and their boyfriend. This is a friend of mine shared with me that her boyfriend likes the planned sex. Now, she's a black female. He's a white dude, right? She had brought it to my attention. So as I'm talking about this with the fellas, my white friend is like, what's the problem with that? I got a calendar at home, too. Now, mind you.
Really?
He's a white dude, too, and his chick is a black female. So I was like, yo, is this something that, it got me to thinking, like, is this something white men do that date black females? Like, cause they,
or
like,
do black women make their white men do that?
Well,
I mean, let us know.
That was the question to me. Like, do white men do this all around, or is it white men that date black women, or is this men? What men? So here's the question. Again, this is why I said I need y'all to call in 607-203-5357. What percentage of men, I don't care what your nationality is, black, white, whatever, do you plan sex? Is sex a planned thing to me?
And what's planning? Tell me what's planning. Is planning just on Tuesday after I get off work, or is it like a full plan?
Planning is having a calendar, and Wednesday we have sex, and Tuesday we have, you know, Monday we have sex, Wednesday we have sex, Friday we have sex, 8 o'clock. This is sex time, and it's on the calendar. These are the days.
Okay, I got it. It's scheduled sex. Ahead of time,
yeah.
It schedules.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
that is so interesting.
That's weird, because I want it when I want it. End of story.
It seems natural to be impulsive to me as well. So that's just kind of weird.
Me planning sex not only makes the act of sex or having sex boring, but then It's corny to me. When I think about it, I'm like, when my friend talked to me about it, I was like, what, you do plan sex? When my man was like, well, yeah, I got it. And this was as a group. We was like, look, when you go home tonight, you throw that calendar out, turn your lady over, and you beat that up. I told him. I was like, yo, when you go home, because I was like, yo, because anything, if you, if let me say this.
Because he holds to the schedule, like, I can't touch her till Wednesday?
Well, I don't know if she goes to the schedule. It's just that's his schedule. So he's not thinking about sex until that day. And on that day, he's like, ah,
wow.
Nasty time. You know what I mean?
This is wild, Scooter. It's my first time hearing it.
Exactly. So this is why. And then of sex, like, who does this? And why would you do this? Because to me, sex should be spontaneous. When I walk in the door.
Right, but if you do that, call in. Don't, you know, we ain't mad at you. We just don't understand.
Right.
So help us.
Precisely.
Do you do costumes in a full elaborate ordeal? Are you swinging from the, do you have poles? I mean, is that day you schedule, like, an explosive day, or is it just the day that you schedule? That's what I want to know.
You said an explosive day. Like, is that day you're on 10? Like, you know, this day, when next Wednesday?
Of course it's an explosive, but, like, is it a fizzle explosive just because it's scheduled that day? Or is there elaborate theatrics, you know? Are you going to the beach, you know, and getting a hotel? I want to know.
Excuse me, I got choked up because Lala threw me off with that. Like, yo, next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, I'm the man. I promise you. Like, how does that work?
Does the cape and mask come with that schedule?
Right. So understand, we're not clowning you. We just want to understand the mind behind.
No, we're groping in our own intellect to try and figure it out. That's all we're doing. You can help us if you call in.
Feel free to call in.
Share with us.
203-5357. I want to know. We have someone calling in right now. Caller, when you listen,
hey.
Pick up. Give me your name and let me know how you feel, man. Let's just talk. I need to know. What's good, caller? Name?
Mr. Jones.
What up, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones. Hey, what's going on with you?
All right.
And so we talk about Valentine's Day sex?
We talking about Valentine's
what?
Day and sex planning. If it
planning,
is,
man,
planning. Did you hear what Scooter just said? That he had overheard, you know, a cat that happened to be white talking about how he scheduled sex with his wife. And then he brought it up to another guy who happened to be white. Both men had black wives. And that guy acted like, what? Dude? So now we're trying to figure this out. Like, who schedules sex? Do you schedule sex?
Right.
And if you do, how do you do it? Because we want to know.
No, I don't schedule sex. But Valentine's Day, I mean, you might want to, like, at least expect it if you're in a relationship. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so moments ago we talked about condoms. On Valentine's Day, will you have a condom on you?
Not with my love. I mean,
hey,
you know.
That's real talk. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You my lady, we're probably having unprotected
sex
because you're my lady.
Right,
so,
exactly.
And again, and I also agree, Valentine's. To me, Valentine's and sex go hand in hand. Like, I'm a serial dater. Let me be clear. I'm a serial dater. So you know, I date. But on Valentine's Day, the times that I've actually, like, spent having Valentine's Day with somebody or whatever,
sex
was definitely in the plan. I don't think anything.
Right.
So do you do a lot of planning for that day? Not necessarily in your regular everyday life, I'm scheduling my sex, but for Valentine's Day, if you, like, Mr. Jones, you already have a woman, with Scooter, it's, I don't know, like, that year, whatever. So do you plan for that day, though? Is that a cape and mask day?
Most definitely. I mean, you know, you want to have, like, I mean, you could schedule a nice dinner. I mean, you know,
say that
or a nice outing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? man,
Mr. Jones preheats the oven.
Some nice music.
Well,
I mean,
I agree with Mr. Jones. I agree with Mr. Jones and what he's saying. Like, you know, again, but that's romance. Planning the romance. Because that's, let me be clear. Because I think a lot of people are really out there confused. Valentine's Day isn't about buying a bunch of presents and blah, blah, blah. Valentine's Day is about making your woman, yes, as a man, and I'm speaking, like I said, as a serial dater, but as a man, any woman I'm dealing with for a long period of time, I should be making her feel special continuously. I should. And Valentine's
Day,
Valentine's Day is like another birthday for her. So I should, on this day, I should really enhance the special feeling that you've been feeling throughout the time of us dating. We're dealing.
Right.
So on this day, I'm going to do it. It's the romance.
Right. It's a day to like express your feelings. I mean, your emotions about the love and the relationship. The appreciation.
I'd be down to schedule that monthly with my man when I have one. I'd be down to schedule that like one time a month.
Safe to say, you're supposed to express those things throughout the year. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But that one day of the year, it
so really it is about diamonds.
It's about overkill on Valentine's Day, you know?
That's what I'm saying, the diamonds, because there's a lot of rocks getting sold right now. Happens to be one of them days.
Well,
they get a lot of sales in diamonds.
It's like my guy said, it's not about the things that you can buy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not really about
technically. But whether you buy it or you create it to make it theatrical, that's what I was using earlier, the word theatrical, enhance. Yeah,
now,
you're enhancing your expression towards somebody.
Safe to say it would be nice to get diamonds. I mean, you know, diamonds aren't just a girl's best, though.
Thank you.
Oh, I was, you know, I'm not saying that's what it's about. I'm saying the reality is that's what's going down right now in the retail world on this day.
I'm so glad Mr. Jones just broke that in. Listen, everybody out there, let me be clear. It kills me when I see, like, commercials, and it's like a Zales commercial, and it's like Valentine's Day around the corner. And there's this woman smiling.
Oh, they're raking it in.
Like, no, diamonds ain't just a girl's best friend. I don't know about I know where I'm from. And the cast I run with, yeah, I love diamonds too. You can diamond me out too.
Yeah.
You know, I
say that. Diamonds go both ways.
When I get married, if and when the day comes that I jump the broom, let me tell you, she going to have a diamond ring, I better have one too. Real talk.
Exactly.
Like, you know, my dad had a diamond ring.
You know, but I'm saying, a lot of people don't look at that though, Lala. I always tell you, you cut from a different cloth and they don't even make that material no more. I always tell you, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not like most women. You're not. You have a dude mentality. Yeah. You have really been raised. You're definitely daddy's girl.
Yeah.
You've been groomed. You know what I mean? So the way that
I have such a high expectation. That's why I'm still single.
But you should have high expectations.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, if you want somebody that's in your life, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you may have to change up a little bit. I mean, change your expectations just a little bit. You don't have to like dumb them all the way down. But if you want somebody to be in your life, you have to be able to fit them in there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because if you keep your expectations
I tried it a couple times.
Here's what he's saying. I dig that, Mr. Jones. So, let me bring it around full circle for y'all. I just recently was dating this chick. And we met, I'm going to tell you, we met real old school, well, now old school, I guess, on Facebook. And we started dating. And we went out on some dates. And every time I would hit her up, like, and I'm the type of dude Now, here's where my planning comes in. I'm the type of dude, I'm going to hit you on Monday about Saturday. Because I like to plan my week out of what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm a serious dater. So I may be doing different things throughout the week. So I would hit her up like, what are you doing on Friday night? And she was like, oh, well, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to go work out. I got to go do this. See, that was her thing all the time. I got to go work out. Then I got to feed the kids. So it always seemed like we wouldn't get together till about 10:30 at night. So one day she hits me. In fact, no, let me tell you how ill she went. She went on Facebook and was like, yo, if you dating me, me just chilling at your house all the time is not something I want to do. And I was like, yo, wait a minute. Did this joint just come at me on Facebook? Right? So now you put my business out there, but you know, you're on Facebook and you clowning instead of being a grown woman and actually calling me and or coming by and us talking about it. So that was an issue out the gate. So I comment and I said, well, when you only make yourself available at these times, then you can only expect one thing. Understand this, people, and this is for all women in the world. A real man, and yes, I'm speaking on me. I know I'm not a dude that likes to run around like I'm a real man, man, because I will tell you, like, your real man shouldn't have to say it. But on some real talk, a real man is has his day planned, has his week planned to some degree. To some degree.
Right.
And a lot of people like to tell you booty call hours is from 12 midnight on. No, booty call hours is from 10 o'clock on. So at 10 o'clock, when you only showing up at 10:30, no, we not going to go. What are we going to do at 10 o'clock? Either go bowling, the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the Monopoly board out.
Exactly.
I don't date often, but I tell my men, you have to be parked and at my house by 7 if you'd like to hang out with me. Otherwise, you'll have to reschedule. I've had dudes call and try and go, okay, just be 20. No, we'll just reschedule. Like, they missed that time. We'll reschedule because if you ain't down to be here like when the movie starts at the theater, you're down on time.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And so she got an attitude. And I told her, I said, look, if you only make yourself available at this time, I don't know what else you expect to do at 10 o'clock at night. I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm taking it down.
I'm sweet.
So if you show up at my crib at 10 o'clock, you better take it down too. Take it down, take it off, and let me pop it. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
that's real, bro.
Because you need to sleep to get back up to that busy schedule.
Thank you. You know, I'm so tired. I see all these people on Facebook. Oh, I'm getting it. You know, they post their money. Up with the grind. I'm on my grind. I got to get this money. I'm getting it. Everybody always talking about getting this money. Guess what? Real folks don't got to talk about it. You will never see a post on Facebook talking about I'm getting money. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Not real money. Not the real money. So, you don't see that posted on Facebook.
I know what I'm doing. You know, I know why I'm up early in the morning. So I'm doing what I'm doing. So my thing with this chick was like, yo, you can't be mad at me if you only show up at this time. So that's why if any planning is involved, it's me planning when we hang out. Everything else should come naturally. You know, Valentine's Day. Sex plan, all of these things should come natural. Valentine's Day, if you got somebody doing something for you, man or woman, you should be expecting to put out. Let me say that. Valentine's Day.
Remember back in the day
when you used to like be able to, they used to tell you if you ripped like the label off your 40-ounce and then if you could get the label off your 40-ounce untorn, right? And you give it to a chick, it was like a free pass to sex. That used to be the thing. I don't know if y'all remember that. I might be dating myself a little bit. But
Oh, my goodness.
That used to be just like if you
the golden ticket.
That's what it was. It was some Willy Wonka type shit. So like, and just like if you could rip the tab off your soda can, off your beer can without breaking the little circle, that was a thing. So now, mind you, back in the day, I had like a drawer full of these jars, right? The beer joints and the 40-ounce labels. And I had a chick I rock, and she rocked with it. So all I had to do, she'd come over, I'd throw one of them, and she'd be like, boom. You know, and so to me, that was as close as sex planning came. I do the 40 joint, and then we get it popping. Oh, okay, that's what you want right now.
With his golden ticket?
Yeah. I was straight Charlie with mine, dude. I got a golden ticket. And I, you know, but now everybody wants to, you know, like, it's weird to me. Like I said, my man was like, yeah, I got it on my calendar, and I'm planning sex. And I'm like, no, dude. So let me say this to any man, but definitely to you white men dating black women. Let me say this. If you have a calendar, throw it away. No woman likes it. I don't care if she's like, oh, this is a butt. She's lying to you. She's lying about to bruise your ego. Throw your calendar away. Text should always, always be spontaneous.
Hey, yeah. Care. Hey, but look, I have to put this out there, though.
All right.
But if it's Valentine's Day and you planning all this, you've been working hard, she been working hard, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes she might just want to be romanced and not have
bubble bath and foot rubs.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes the guy might be like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You just want to spend time holding each other and just being in each other's company and treating each other like fruits and whatnot.
The reason I didn't bring that up, what you're speaking on is some real adult shit. And I appreciate that, brother. That's when you gotta know who you're dealing with. You know what I mean? That's not no booty call type bitch right there. That is me and my lady. Because I 100% agree. Sometimes I just want female company. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of women I find, especially living here in the Northwest, they find that odd. You know what I mean? They find that odd.
Right.
Like, oh, you. A chick one time, she was coming over, and we was having our conversations was dope. So we would converse, and it was so beautiful to me. Like, I never bugged about it. I just loved talking with her. And one day she said, "Yo, you ain't gonna make no move." And I was like, "What?" And she was like, she literally called me out. And she was like, "Well, I'm a sign of
that." Oh, wow.
And I was like, "Hold up." I said, "No, because I'm being respectful, you're thinking something else about me." This is what I had to check it. I was like, because I'm respectful. This is how you view me. I said, now if you'd have came over to and I'd have put my pants down, you'd have been like, I can't believe this. But because I'm women are not used to that. Women are not used to a man who knows when he wants it and when he doesn't. So I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Jones. I really am. Because, again, like you said.
And it's like, sometimes it's like out of the norm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? To not really expect or want sex, but just want the affection and the touching. I mean, you know, and I mean, you know, but I mean, you know, right? I mean, you know, conversation is good sex. Good conversation is good sex.
Yeah.
Like good sex.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? And just being in the presence of someone that you can converse with.
Yes.
You know, it's not always about sex, you know.
A lot of people today are just not mentally prepared for that. And I don't care. Like, I'm going to tell you. So, women nowadays, I don't know if it's because of social media or whatever, but women are like, they just feel out of it. Mr. Jones, thank you for calling in. I say let's do a part.
No doubt.
Let's just talk and open up about men and women. And that's what we're going to do, Lala. Next weekend, same bat time, same bat channel, part two to this sex talk. That's what we're going to call the show. I'm going to log it in and put it in tonight so that we can talk about it and post it all week. Mr. Jones, please call in next Saturday, brother, so we can finish this conversation talking about sex. And how it goes down, man. Lala, anything you want to say to the people?
No, man. Just like I said last week, be nice. We got a lot of shit going on in the world. So, you know, when you have opportunity to be nice, just be nice. Let that person in traffic.
Yeah.
You know, pump your brakes. Be nice.
Real talk.
Be nice to each other. Love one another.
Enjoy the Grammys. Mr. Jones, thank you for calling in, brother, again.
Yeah, man. South Mouse Music.
Yeah.
We'll be at you, man. That's what's up. 100.
100.
Peace out.